Anything for March is open to possibilities. Let's just take that in for a minute. Open to possibilities, which we talk about a lot here. Open. Okay. And today's talk is living in the question. So I have a story for you first. And this man got bit by a dog. And he goes to the doctor. And the doctor takes the test and he comes back in. He said, "I'm so sorry, but you have rabies." And he said, "I'm going to have to put you through a succession of shots." And so the doctor leaves the room to go get the first dose. And the doctor comes back and the man's writing down stuff. And he says, "You're not going to die from this." He said, "You're going to be fine as soon as you finish all these shots." And the man said, "I'm not going to die. He said, "I know that. I'm just making a list of all the people I'm going to bite." I like that. So who would you bite? I'm sure that somebody's going to come to your mind that you would like to bite. Or what or who do you believe has bitten you? Anybody? What stories do we tell ourselves that limit us? Stories that are ingrained and locked into our mind as this is the truth and I know it. Anybody? Today I invite each one of us to open to the possibilities. To open to that theme of our month, which says everything is possible. Yes?
Yes.
So are you willing to open the door to new beliefs this morning?
Yes.
A couple of you. Are you willing to open the door to new beliefs?
Yes.
Thank you. Are you open to new ideas?
Yes.
Good. Thank you. Our topic today is living in the question. So let's think about what that means to us. And I find that when I live from and in the question of is this true, when my thoughts come up, what if I ask myself this, if this isn't true? Asking opens me to something greater than what maybe I was possible to think or to accept a moment earlier. Greater than my old limiting beliefs. Anybody find yourself in that? I do. I'll start to tell a story like that, and then I go, "I don't know if that's true." Stories we tell ourselves about whatever it is, about life, about politics, that's a good one, isn't it? Separates us from truth. Everybody breathe into that. Stories we tell ourselves separates us from truth. When I catch myself telling a story about someone or an event, I say out loud, "I'm making that up." Do you know for sure? No, I don't. But from some of my history, that's what my mind starts going after. Anybody? I have no idea what that means, I'll say to myself. I have no idea what that means. We can so waste the power of our minds by making stuff up. Clearing the slate of, "I don't know that to be true." Or if there's something that's really bothering us, what's the opposite of that? Where would we want to be? What is it that you wish to think? Instead of the lower energy thing. When we're willing to expand our thinking, we open to greater possibilities. Otherwise, we stay closed and limited. I don't know about you, but with a lot of the things that are going on today, politically in the news and the whole thing, if we keep just staying in some of the things we're hearing, we limit the possibilities of this life and what's taking place out there. And it is our calling to expand the thinking and to say, yes, this seems to be what's happening, but what would I really like to have take place? You know, ever since this COVID began, I kept praying for a vaccine. I kept praying for the medical professionals, the people in laboratories that I know are brilliant, that I did not get called to do, but their brilliance would show up. And it showed up sooner than we ever expected. Thank you, God. In my opinion, that's an answer to prayer. That's seeing something greater than what we are experiencing. Yes?
Yes.
Good. And I love this month's Science of Mind magazine. And it's One Love, and it's called Women's Month. I didn't know that. Did you know that we had a month? Okay, watch out, guys. We have a month. A whole month. No, we have 365 days.
Yes.
So, get over it. Okay. That I have, if you don't have a Science of Mind magazine, there are some for sale in the back, and just plunk your money in the bowl and we'll be fine with that. This is a really good one this month. I think it's good all the time, but this one's really good. And Dr. Edward, our spiritual leader, he writes in his column, he says, Science of Mind taught him to fall in love with life. One of his first teachers, as soon as he walked in the class, said, I'm going to teach you how to fall in love with life. I like that. I thought, that's a brilliant statement. The universe is filled with endless possibilities. Falling in love with life, imagine, opens us up, lifts us to daily drop our doubts, drop our distrust, drop our worry, drop our fears. Love of life. How does that compute for you? Everybody breathe into that. Falling in love with life brings calmness and grateful acceptance. Remember when you first fell in love? They could do no wrong. Whoever it was, they were so cute. And you thought, ooh. Some of that lasted really long and some of it didn't. But notice that feeling of perfection. Notice that feeling when you first fell in love that you thought that feeling would last forever. Did it? No. Because the falling in love is our part, not about anybody else. Falling in love is within our own self. And so falling in love with life brings calmness and grateful acceptance. Acceptance to life's events. Because you see, when we're filled up with the love of our own being, then whatever takes place outside there doesn't affect us because we're full of it. Which I say all the time. Are you willing to fall in love with your life? Yes, I hope so. Because I promise with you falling in love with life, that life will respond to you with passion, with great passion. Falling in love with life takes limits off of God. It brings greater good to you every step, every moment, every breath. It opens the way for spirit to bring unlimited resources to you. When you take the limits off of our thinking, we open to greater possibilities. Greater possibilities of God working as a regular partner, as a regular unit with us every day in everyday life experiences. That will never leave you. That first love did, didn't they? Yeah. Okay, no problem. The love of God can never leave you. We can shut the door. But I'm inviting us to stay open and receptive. We learn to live in the question. Okay, what next, God? What next? Show me the way. Guide me through this process, whatever it is. Giving into something greater releases ourselves to rise into a higher level of expectancy and will expand our vision of possibilities, drawing greater good into our lives and drawing into our lives greater answers to the question. I experienced that this Friday night. My son called. Today is my son Brian's birthday. Happy birthday, Brian. And he calls on Friday and he says, "Are you ready for the news?" I said, "Yes." I thought, "Oh, that's going to be good news." He said, "All of the kids have COVID." Uh-huh. My oldest grandson, Kenny, he's in his senior year of high school and he's just really good with sports. He's been accepted already to 3 colleges and there are more yet to come to him. And so, of course, he wanted to play football his last year, so he's out there with all the boys, with the buddies, practicing. And guess what? Kenny came home and shared with his family. My son lives in Santa Rosa. The kids all live in San Francisco. The cool thing about San Francisco is when anybody gets COVID, they put them in a hotel, and they feed them, and they have doctors and nurses that care for them, which is a really nice thing. But at the same time, when he told me about this, my first thing was to be afraid for them. The youngest is 4. Kenny is senior and Katie. And then Grandpa and Mom have it too. Grandma's doesn't have it. It's a crazy thing. But then I remembered with God, with love, with seeing the outcome, what is it that you want? Everybody to be healthy. Everybody to return to a normal life. Healthy, well. So instead of being a scared grandma, I have to shift that to a grandma that says, and I called each one of them, and I said, I've set it out to the practitioners. They're all praying for them. Send it out to my friends who I know will hold that light of truth for everybody. This is what we do. This is what we teach. Is to rise above the condition and the situation, because living in the question takes the limits off our ability to vision what's possible. What's next, God? Open the doors. We need to see the same thing politically and with our news of what's going on. What do you want? What is the outcome? Yeah, some things look pretty bad. But if we want a world that works for everyone, then we must open our minds and our vision to see that. Yes?
Yes.
Yeah. So I have a story for you about a frog. I like frogs. So a little frog was born at the bottom of a small circular well. He and his family lived there and he was content to play in the water. He was happy. He thought life doesn't get any better than this. And one day he climbed out to the top of the well. And curiously, he peered over the edge of the well, and what did he see? Lo and behold, the first thing he saw was a pond. Whoa, he said. 1,000 times bigger this pond was than his well. So he ventured forward. And he discovered then after that, after the pond, he discovered a huge lake. And he was shocked beyond measure. So we ask the question, are you enclosed in your own little, oh, what happened to me? In your own little well of the pond? I'm wondering, you know what? We didn't change the batteries, did we? I'll take your, Rex is here. They remind me, oh, this, is this? Oh, it is, this is the first. Do I push the button? Yes.
Yes.
Okay. Here we go. Yay.
Yay.
Rex usually always reminds me, it's the first of the month, change your batteries. See, we all need some help. So I'm asking you, are you enclosed in a small well? Today I invite each one of us to look beyond where we are to the possibilities. Look beyond where you are to something greater. God has lakes and oceans waiting for each one of us. Each one of us to enjoy. It's funny, as I was writing this, I thought of my other grandson, Aiden. Aiden's coming out this summer, and he lives in Florida. And Aiden has lived in Florida most of his life. I think he's visited his other grandmother in Pittsburgh. And for the first time, he's going to be able to come out here and spend 3 weeks with us. And so he asked me, last time I talked to him, he said, Grandma, do you have mountains? We have mountains. Grandma, do you have rivers? You know, we don't have rivers here. I said, we have rivers. I already got Rick to take him down whitewater rafting.
Oh, yes.
We got a river, lots of them. Anyway, there are lakes and oceans and magnificence and answers and solutions and a world that works for everybody waiting for our vision of that. I like the idea of opening to possibilities by falling in love with life's adventure. Science of Mind principle states there is a power in the universe greater than you are, and you can use it. This, I'm going to invite each and every one of us to keep using that power every day. What is it that I would like to see take place in this world, in my world, in the world of my family and my friends? When we declare our openness to possibilities, we expand our thinking into the power of greater God supporting us in everything we do and everything we think, say, and be. It's up to each one of us to trust we are never alone. Goodness and mercy walk with us every moment. I love knowing that. It's up to each one of us to stop getting caught up in old stories of worry and doubt, fear and limitation. So I have another piece for you from this Science of Mind magazine. And it's on page 7, the practitioner, Deitra. And she came up with some really good things this month. And she goes, in our houses, we put locks on the doors to protect us, to keep unwanted visitors out of our homes. I call on a spiritual sentinel to guard the doorway of my mind, boldly saying, none but the positive and the good thoughts shall enter here. Think about that. Every time you lock your door, see that you're putting the sentinel to work on your own thinking. And she goes with an affirmation. I release the power of any story that no longer serves me. I create a new story for a bold purpose in my life. I like that. Science of Mind, Ernest Holmes, he says a great thing in here. Let's see, which one is it? There it is. He says, a process of faith. What is spiritual power and how do we use it? It is so simple we overlook it. It is merely the power of spirit loosened by our recognition of it. When we recognize spirit in everything that we do, in all that we say, we loosen up the spirit of life that lives within us. the attention of our mind upon God, upon spirit, upon perfection, necessarily awakens within you and within me. This is a really good magazine this month. There's always possibilities. Possibilities waiting for each one of us. If only we're brave enough, open enough, receptive enough to allow them in. Possibilities will abound. Let the month of March be an invitation to all of us. As a season of spring awakens new life in our plant world, in our animal world, we humans allow within each and every one of our souls to awaken within us greater possibilities. As you see the buds blooming on the tree, I'm going to invite you to say, something great is awakening within me, within my life. Let us each step over the threshold of insecurity and into many mansions of radiant possibilities. We will enter into infinite resources as we each align with our own divine nature. That is true for you is alive for you. Let's claim it today. Everything is here for our asking. Once we shed any resistance, any old story, fall in love with life, and life will return gifts to you. As we let go, we let God. Possibilities abound. So let's take that into prayer this morning. So we breathe deeply into this sacred and holy place that lives within us. That place that has never been harmed, never hurt. It is the light, it is the love, it is the glory where God lives within each and every one of us. And so we open, we allow, we connect to our own divinity this day. And where there is a need for a healing, we call forth that miracle working power of God to renew, to restore, to refresh each and every one of us, to lift us up beyond conditions, beyond situations, so that we can see clearly, recognizing that with God, all things are possible. And so we stay in that gloriousness of pure spirit so that we do see clearly, that we do reveal a greater truth, and we envision what we wish to see in the future. I'm knowing and accepting that this time together has blessed each and every one of us, that we are open-hearted, available, and receptive to the unique expression of spirit in and through and as each one of us. This is what I know to be true, and so much more. The mystery and the miracles are waiting for each one of us to accept, to allow, and to be. And so I just lovingly release this, my word, into the ever-living, loving law of God that always says yes. And it returns to and through each and every one of us, multiplied, magnified, spilling over. We are full of it, and we're proud of it. And we just let God do God's work. We let it be so. If you're in agreement, please join me, and so it is.